To the United Nations Secretary General, Iraq's election was a beginning, not an end. Kofi Annan made that statement as he called for reconciliation after yesterday's voting. Annan's representative in Iraq is Ashraf Kazi. He's on the phone from Baghdad. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be on it.
Do you consider these elections to have been free and fair?
I think by and large they have been, in fact, overwhelmingly so. They have been free and fair. And I think the Iraqi Independent Election Commission deserves everybody's congratulations in being able to organize such a, detailed and large-scale election. After all, Iraq is not a small country, and the electorate is about 14 million people, and organizing these elections within a definite time period, given very difficult security circumstances. So I think they've done an extremely good job, and there are very few complaints with respect to transparency. There are always going to be some flaws, but I think by and large, the Independent Election Commission has done an extremely good job. And I think also the Iraqi security forces and the multinational forces also need to be felicitated on having provided the kind of security in which the overwhelming majority, or we don't know the exact numbers of the turnout as yet, but the turnout was much higher than expected.
Let me pick up on that. If
people were able to vote,
allow me to pick up on that if I can. The turnout, as you say, was high in many parts of the country. It was also, we're told, low in Sunni-dominated areas. How concerned are you about that?
Well, as I was saying earlier, we don't yet have the figures. Some figures were put out prematurely yesterday, but those weren't really accurate. Those were based on anecdotal evidence. The counting has just begun, or is actually going to get underway very shortly. So it'll be some time before we have an accurate idea of what the overall turnout has been and what the breakdown has been for areas, for specific regions or governorates. But yes, what people were able to see was widespread enthusiasm for the vote, a determination to exercise the right to vote despite challenging circumstances, and yes, because of security situation in certain areas, the turnout, while probably better than what was anticipated, nonetheless may turn out to be relatively low. That is quite a possibility, but I think we should all withhold comment until we do have the figures from the Election Commission.
Okay, we've just got about a few seconds here, but the UN will be helping Iraq's new government to draft a constitution, is supposed to be, but there's been very few UN staff in Iraq since the bombing of UN headquarters sometime after the U.S. occupation began. Will you be sending staff back?
You know, the numbers that we've had and have right now are limited by the security situation, there's no doubt. But nonetheless, we've had a team which is being sizable enough and to have been of vital assistance to the Election Commission.
That's Ashraf Kazi. He's the United Nations Special Representative in Iraq. You're listening to Morning Edition.